Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 26, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The White House withdraws its vaccine mandate on private business. President Biden refuses to send U.S. troops into Ukraine. Florida crowned the shark bite capital of the world. A new survey ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. Also ahead, a very controversial Super Bowl halftime show heading our way. But first, the White House officially withdrawing its vaccine mandate on private business. The order had applied to all companies with more than 100 employees. As you may know, the rule was blocked by the Supreme Court earlier this month. COVID cases dropping 20% compared to last week, so that's good news. The CDC confirming 700,000 new infections every 24 hours, however. Worst hotspots right now, the Midwest, Texas, Oklahoma. President Biden confirming his administration has no plans to deploy U.S. troops to Ukraine. The administration threatening economic sanctions against Russia if it does invade that country. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "It would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world. It would have enormous consequences," unquote. About 9,000 U.S. troops are on heightened alert, whatever that is. Florida retaining its title as the shark bite capital of the world. The International Shark Attack File releasing the most dangerous spots on the planet for swimmers. The USA led the world in shark attacks last year, but only recorded one death. The Sunshine State reported 28 separate attacks, 17 of which took place in Volusia County. That's Daytona Beach. Florida makes up 60% of all the shark attacks in America, followed by Hawaii. A report from the Transparency International Group ranks the least corrupt countries on earth. The nations are judged on free elections, business opportunities, organized crime, political violence. The top five least corrupt: Denmark, New Zealand, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Most corrupt: the Sudan, Syria, Somalia, Venezuela, and Afghanistan. The USA dropping to number 28 on the corrupt list between Chile and South Korea. In a moment, has the Super Bowl halftime show been corrupted? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What is going on with the Super Bowl halftime show? Because this is a family viewing thing, it used to be traditional entertainment was featured at halftime. For example, 2005, Paul McCartney, 6, Rolling Stones, 7, Prince. I was there for Prince. He was fabulous, and I'm not even a big Prince fan. 2012, Madonna, 13, Beyonce. I was there for her. She was excellent. 2014, Bruno Mars, 15, Katy Perry, etc. But in 2020, Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in Miami did some pole dancing or something, and the entire tone of the halftime show shifted. This year, the Super Bowl is Sunday, February 13th in Los Angeles. The halftime show will feature hip-hop artists Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and others. So let's take a look at some of their resumes. Here's a sample from Dr. Dre. F the police. The jury has found you guilty of being redneck, white bread, chicken ass mother effers. Dr. Dre. How about Snoop Dogg? Quote, set it off, shooting the breeze with a cute Vietnamese, or was she Lebanese? I think she Chinese. It really don't matter, cause they all on they knees. Quote from Snoop Dogg. Eminem, quote, my words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. They'll stab you in the head. Whether you're a gay slur, I can't say the word on the radio. Do I hate F-A-G-S? The answer is yes. Eminem. So there you go. This is nice, right? That's the Super Bowl halftime show. Are you looking forward to that? The question is, why is the National Football League chief, Roger Goodell, allowing this? He's the guy. He could veto it if he wanted to. Does he think he's cool? Inclusive? Is this woke? I'll tell you, it's appalling. Mainly because this Super Bowl halftime show goes all over the world. People all over the planet see this as a representation of American entertainment. Now, I don't care about these people, all right? You can make money this way under our Constitution. It's awful, but it's legal. But Roger Goodell and the National Football League, that's a real problem. And all of you listening should write Goodell a letter. He's based in New York City. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The state of New York has joined New Jersey, Nevada, and others this month, becoming the latest place in America to legally allow sports fans to wager on games. Supporters say the market allows gamblers to place safe bets without turning to organized crime, bookies. Critics claim the move will hurt lower-income Americans and increase gambling addiction, which it will. Here are the facts. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a 1992 law that limited sports bets to places that already allowed other forms of gambling, like Las Vegas and Atlantic City. So that law went out the window. In just 4 years, the betting industry went from bookmakers only to an accepted pastime. Now, sports betting is legal in more than 30 states, with 18 having some form of online wagering. It has quickly become a tax flow for government. Some municipalities charge a 25% tax on winnings. Others a 40% tax on all transactions. In its first weekend, the four legal sports operators in New York State took in $150 million. 650,000 unique player accounts were created. That grew to 1.2 million accounts by the end of the first week. Goldman Sachs estimates that online sports betting and internet gambling revenues in the USA will grow from $900 million to $39 billion by the next decade. And here's something else you might not know. Beware. Americans hoping to make it rich by picking a Super Bowl winner should think again. Experts in Vegas and data analytic companies in New York now use artificial intelligence to calculate the odds of football games and other sporting events. Sophisticated computer software gives casinos and sports betting companies a major advantage. Regardless of your knowledge or research, the typical gambler has less than a 40% chance of beating the odds. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.